Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm here with Jay Kranda, and we are talking virtual reality today. Jay, I will let you introduce the topic and the subject and why we specifically chose virtual reality for this edition of the podcast.
Yeah, when you say virtual reality, that can mean all sorts of things. And I don't want people to think like Sims character type of experience or, stuff like that. I don't want you to think that. What I want you to think of is kind of a fourth dimensional type of experience that somebody can walk into. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this and have a discussion on the podcast is there was a TED talk that was put up on the TED website, TED.com. And we're going to put the direct link in our show notes. So make sure you check those out. And you can get that at socialmedia.church or on the description in iTunes. But Chris Milk is a guy who uses cutting edge technology to create experiences. And you can watch the whole TED talk to get the full pitch. But essentially what it is he wants to create virtual reality kind of experiences to really push the human experience forward in technology. So the idea is when you're watching a movie, you're just experiencing it, you know, flat almost, and, you know, lighting and stuff. It's very deep in the picture, but how do you walk into an experience? And he uses a couple of scenarios where instead of just hearing about a painful experience in a third world country where there's displacement and so forth, and you're just reading a story or seeing a story, he actually creates this experience where you meet this woman who has been displaced in this country. And instead of just watching it, you put on these goggles and you're able to look around in the experience. And the idea is now you're more with her and you're feeling it. You're hearing her story. I was just doing this with a friend actually this morning. A friend of mine is going on a 3-year commitment with Wycliffe. And he's going to go to Papua New Guinea. And I read about the story on Facebook and on his website. But when I sat down with him for coffee this morning and I got to hear and I got inflection and I got the feel of the room, I was more led to, you know, how can I help? How can I move forward? And it's kind of like with online technology, what I loved about this TED talk was that idea of like, how can we use virtual reality to create more human experiences online? How can we do that? And I think there's so much potential. And that's why I shared it with you, Niels. I was just like, yeah, we got to talk about this because this was such a moving conversation and there's so much potential here.
You know, I think, Jay, there's so much when it comes to technology that's pointing in that direction. And then culturally, we have been moving down this path of understanding a connection. And so, with live streaming being one of those options where people are always telling me, and we just moved into live streaming at Community Bible Church, but they're telling us, I feel like I'm there. Now, that is a two-dimensional experience that doesn't really feel like you're there, but they feel more connected because it's actually live. I think, you know, when it comes to virtual reality and even from a technology standpoint, and the way that as storytellers can create an experience, you can virtually feel like you are more present in those situations or the things that you might be able to experience. We have no idea where this technology is going to go, or how present we'll be able to be. And I think people naturally think, you know, when it talks about artificial intelligence or virtual reality, like we're talking Jetsons days and this is weird and it's disconnected, it's not real. But the truth is it is a real opportunity for us to engage with people. I love that experience of thinking you can actually go and experience Uganda, or you can go and experience India or some of these other countries and diversities. I love that about Periscope right now is that I feel like I can, with a click of a button, be in India right now, that somebody is in their car driving through the streets of India, and I can virtually be there. Now, when it comes to the technology that's available through Oculus Rift and some of these glasses, and I wonder, you know, audibly and physically what that experience is going to be like. I think we can't deny the opportunity and the engagement that's there. And I think socially, as we talk social media with it, Facebook purchased Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
They didn't do it because it's a cool technology. I think they did it for a social purpose. And so the way that we're virtually going to be able to connect with people, Facebook is going to make that a priority. And they already have with their recent developer conference. They talked about all this integration with Oculus Rift and their platform, how it's going to be engaged socially. I don't know where it's all going to land, but it's pretty interesting for sure. Where do you see this kind of progressing? What are your thoughts?
Well, I do find it intriguing because the whole virtual reality kind of buzz. I mean, this is not a new thing. This has been around for a while. It's kind of with it's like the same idea with a 3D technology, which is even interesting because 3D for the most part commercially has kind of fallen on its face. Right. You know, I have two TVs at home that do 3D and I don't use them. You know, it's because it just isn't something that went widespread. It's same thing with virtual reality. I mean, we're talking 80s, you know, they had that stuff. It was kind of like you could do stuff, but it never really evolved. And I think that's the hard part with any technology, with social media, online, anything. There's a lot of things we can do. It's just, can you integrate it into daily life to make it easy enough for the masses, to make it practical enough for the masses? And this is where Facebook is great at that. Twitter is great at that. We were talking about this with Periscope. We don't know if Periscope is going to be really lasting as a technology or if it's just going to be right. incorporated in. I think it can only be very, very helpful if it can be something that can be practical for the day-to-day life. And I think that is the problem with any new technology. Can it be adaptable and can it be long-term sustainable? And I what I love about it is with this virtual reality type of experience was that it was very, very easy for you to have an emotional feeling that led you to feel something extra. And when I think about the church world, there's so much about church that's much more than just being getting content. You know, you're sitting in a room. I think one of the most powerful things is that when you're in a room worshiping together God and everybody has their hands raised. And when I'm worshiping, I'm worshiping God, but I'm also feeling the presence of other believers gathering together. I mean, that's what heaven talks about. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I feel like with virtual reality, I go, what if they can create that online worship experience better? What if you could look around and see, look, I'm not alone. I think that's the problem with a screen is that it makes you feel like sometimes it can limit the potential of like you're watching alone, but no, actually, you know, with services here at Saddleback, you're watching with thousands of other people, but you can't really picture that. You might be able to put a number up, but what if with virtual reality, you can create this experience? Now, the problem is it's got to be affordable and it's got to go to the next level. But when I think about virtual reality, I think about there that it could progress online experiences to the next level. It can progress counseling online to the next level. It can small groups online to the next level. I mean, we're getting to that place where we're mimicking the physical online better and better.
Yeah. And you see it primarily in video games. And so that's who's leading the way with Oculus Rift and with these virtual reality experiences is you know, they're creating kind of a gaming experience where you can go into places and do things. And honestly, people are meeting each other through those yeah. experiences. The other industry that is kind of pioneering this is the pornography industry.
Yeah.
And we've known that with the internet. I mean, the internet opened and the church was scared because porn was everywhere. Yeah. And the reality is now churches are behind the game getting into this and seeing the ministry opportunities. And I hope with this new technology is that churches won't kind of see what the porn industry does or see what the gaming industry does, but we find opportunities immediately to engage in it. And I think you and I, we see this in the worship experiences, but I think it doesn't have to be limited. So even in the online church conversations we have, we often just think about church worship services and not all the church activities like that we do through small groups and through counseling, through other opportunities of connection and fellowship and discipleship. So there are going to be tremendous opportunities. Practically speaking, you know, one of the coolest things that I've seen is Taylor Swift created an unstaged iPhone app, if you've seen that. And so you can actually, her music video is in the app. You can follow her around this house. So it's an interactive music video, and you can move room to room. As you move your phone, so will your you can look up, you can look down.
Oh, wow.
What you see is in the phone. Well, that's essentially how I got to try out Oculus Rift a few months ago. And physically, you feel like you're there when you look up and the room moves and down and side to side. that technology is really incredible. And so she's created that in a mobile device. And the way it works is, and I learned this when I got sick with depth perception, your eyes see different depths, which creates the dimensions. And so essentially you'll be able to just take your iPhone, put it in a glass case right in front of your eyes, and it will have two different images, which will create the depth. And then the motion that's there, you'll be able to look around. So affordability, I think, is going to be tremendous. People will just be able to take their mobile device, put it in a case right in front of their eyes, which plays kind of an eye, you know, trick with your eyes. So I think churches are going to really have a pretty quick opportunity to get in this game. And then the technology that's needed is a 360 degree camera, which are starting to come out.
But
think about it. You could put it, you know, I think it's going to happen in sporting events, but you could put it anywhere in the room, and essentially they can sit in row four, seat C, you know, and the camera's right there, and they can look up, they can look side to side and physically see people that are worshiping in the room, and they can almost pick what seat do they want to sit in.
I love in the that. Room,
and they can look at the stage, they can look at the screens, they can look at the people sitting next to them. I think the experience opportunity and worship services is going to be the most immediate opportunity. And we can't just wait and see. I think churches should start looking. Yeah. I think we need to be looking at 3D printers, you know, and I think we need to be looking at 360 degree cameras and see what's possible and pioneer this technology and not let the porn industry and not let, I'm kind of on a soapbox here. I'm pretty excited about this because it's not going to be that expensive and it's not going to be that complicated and it might not be for the masses immediately, but we need to get there early and really pioneer the opportunity.
And I want to say just for listeners, if you feel like if you're at a small or medium sized churches and you're thinking, whoa, Niels, Jay, I'm not even thinking that far out. I'm just trying to have a great website and I'm trying to, you know, have a great social presence. Don't get too far ahead. I have a very practical perspective for you to be thinking about, but before that, I wanted to highlight, our sponsor for this episode, it's churchtechnology.guide, church technology guide. This is a resource, Niels, that you've put together. It's going to be a series of videos and trainings on how to take technology to the next level at your church. And you have the first session up on worship. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I really want to make technology simple with the Church Technology Guide. And so this first session is really the first impression for your church when it comes to using technology, and that's in your worship services. And so we talk audio, visual, we talk sound systems, screens, lighting, and just really those basic steps that every church can use. We're not talking 3D or we're talking virtual reality. We're talking practical, immediate steps to enhance your worship experience using technology.
Okay, so everybody go to churchtechnology.guide. That's churchtechnology.guide. We're going to have it in the show notes as well. Make sure you check that out. It's very helpful. I've been through it and it's great. Make sure you check that out right now, churchtechnology.guide. And so thinking about practical, I think the big thing is we're talking about anything that's innovative. The reason why we started this podcast really was we want to have conversations that we're having at our level to be able to help other churches around the world. But the reason why this is important is because more and more people are not walking through your doors and just randomly walking in. More and more people check out who you are by going to your website, by seeing what you're doing on your social accounts. They want to figure out who you are before they even step in the doors. The digital native, this generation and the upcoming generation, they're going to do research. You know, the information's at your fingertips. So the reason why this stuff about 3D and everything should be in your head as you're rattling through thinking about the future is that you got to make sure you have a presence online that's powerful, that's persuasive, that tells a story about who you are and what you value. Your community no longer has to walk into your doors to figure out who you are. They can figure it out by going to your website, and you got to make sure your online presence, whatever that is, websites, Facebook, Twitter, 3D, whatever it is, that it's relevant and that it's powerful and it's theological, obviously. And so the reason why you need to be thinking about this stuff is that you might be able to provide in the near future a 3D-like experience that is safe and that ultimately can lead them to walk into your doors physically. And I think more and more, this is outreach stuff. This is community stuff. And so you got to be thinking about it. You don't got to be thinking about it like, I got to do 3D now, but you got to be ready for how are you going to harness these tools and resources to grow your church and make your church more healthy and ultimately do the one thing that the church can't do in heaven, and that's evangelism. So I think that's my soapbox is the reason why we do this and the reason why we're talking about this stuff, augmented reality, the mobile stuff. If they do it on mobile, then they're going to go to, you know, millions of, you know, a billion different devices immediately. It's no longer this $300 purchase or $800 purchase. It's the thing that's already in their phone. And so just like if Apple turns it on, everybody gets it immediately. And now it's something, it's the force you got to be reckoned with. So you got to be thinking about it. What Niels, what's the last thing you want to say about this before we close the show?
Jay, I really appreciate you kind of bringing us back to that practical perspective. You know, I just, before we got on this Zoom call together, I was on the phone with our friend DJ Chuang, and we were talking technology, and we're talking about the .Bible URL that's coming out, and some new technology, and what are we going to do with this, and what's the 10-year plan? And DJ called me out, and he said, can you really have a 10-year plan when it comes to technology? He said, you're doing good to have a 2-year plan. It's changing so fast, and to predict the future is so challenging. And I think this is one of those things that you and I are having this conversation. It's not the present, but I believe it's the very near future. And I believe that if churches, any size church, would have even paid attention to social media 5 years ago, 6 years ago, or longer, I think they could have been so much further ahead in how they're engaging their community. I think this is one of those technologies as well that might be, you know, might be some of the larger churches with more resources that get in early, but it's going to be affordable, it's going to be realistic, and it's going to be an opportunity for evangelism and honestly, I believe for discipleship and fellowship as well. And so I just hope churches will pay attention to this technology trend and be ready for where this is going and move in that direction to help people better engage with each other using technology.
So, and again, the goal here is for you to have, you need to have an online presence. You need to be thinking about this stuff because more and more people are either avoiding your church or coming to your church, depending on who you are and how you presented yourself. And 3D might be one of those things in the next 5 years that we might be able to harness to get more people in our church and get more people living for God and be more connected as the Big C Church. So there's exciting stuff going on. So a couple for our listeners, check out our show notes on socialmedia.church. to watch the full TED Talk from Chris Milk on virtual reality and how to create empathy from a machine. It's a powerful one. Go to the website, go to the show notes, watch that TED Talk. Check out churchtechnology.guide. It's Neil's resource and the first session's up. It's amazing. You'll want to make sure to check that out. And thanks for listening. And don't forget to engage on Twitter with SMC Podcast. And so thanks again, and we'll see you at our next show.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. Stop by socialmedia.church for the show notes and to learn more about Social Media Church. Please share this podcast with a friend and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you may be listening.